Final hour on this Friday afternoon. You know what that means. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. It's going to be Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He's going to get you in that right mindset, give you some winners, and then hopefully you'll pick some winners with us with Pick 6 following Lee. Lee, how you doing?
Can't complain. Lost a few games this week, but Wisconsin's not going to play Nebraska. It was going to be one of my plays, but, you know, we worked through it.
Yeah, and the Badgers are going to have to work through it, I guess. I don't know what where this is going with them.
Well, I mean, they just should have played. When was the last time a quarterback mattered? I mean, four-string quarterback is the same as second-string quarterback to them. Just hand off the ball, right?
Don't talk about quarterbacks in these parts, especially when it comes to college. We've been talking about Garantano all week. All right, let's start in the college ranks. Let's start with Cincinnati and a team west of here, Memphis. An interesting matchup between the Tigers and Bearcats.
It is. It's an interesting game because some people will say, oh, well, Memphis played better last week on defense. They gave up 500 yards. They gave up 30 first downs. I watch the entire game, watch every game. They only gave up 29 points. It's called an inverted result. When you usually give up 500 yards and 30 first downs, you usually give up 45 to 50 points. What happened was Temple quarterback threw two or three horrible interceptions. That's what cost them the game. So I think Memphis is just playing, flirting with disaster here. Cincinnati lost twice to them last year. They want this game bad here. Memphis 1-10 against the spread as a road underdog. I like Cincinnati big, 42-24.
All right, Vanderbilt, they're going to suit up and play for the first time, and it'll be, what, 3 weeks since they've been out on the field on a Saturday. They're going to have their hands full. The Lane train is coming to town, Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels. Ole Miss can score. They can't stop anybody, but Vanderbilt has had their problems scoring. Rebels by 17. What do you think?
So Vanderbilt offense hasn't been very good at all. I mean, 255, 266, and 245. Offensive yards versus A&M, LSU, and South Carolina. Now they get to play Ole Miss. So things work a little better when you play that kind of defense here. Bandy defense does return 10 starters. I think they might be able to hold Ole Miss down for a while here. Lane Kiffin's still fuming after that bad call. That might distract him a little. And also Ole Miss 1-11 as a road favorite of less than 18 points. I think Ole Miss is going to win 34-20, but I have Bandy covering.
Lee Sterling with us. So, Lee, let's stay in the SEC. You've got Florida, a 13-point favorite against Missouri. We know Florida has had some issues with the virus here recently. They haven't played in a while. Missouri coming off a good win.
Yeah, and here's the thing about COVID. We've seen one team that has paused for like 2 weeks come out, look good, and that was the Tennessee Titans a couple weeks ago on a Tuesday night. Outside of that, look at the other teams. Look at Texas Tech. Look at Baylor. Look at the New England Patriots. All three, they look like they're stuck in the mud. I mean, even the greatest of athletes, you don't do anything for a couple weeks. It's just, it's tough to get it back going right away. So I think Missouri's offense presents some different challenges. They run a lot of jumbo offensive lines that are unbalanced alignments. And Connor Bazelak, their redshirt freshman quarterback, not afraid of anything. I think he's coming on. I think Florida's offense is really good, but I think their defense can be had. I think Florida wins 38-30, but Missouri covers.
All right, Lee, we move on to the NFL. You've got a very, very important game in the AFC picture. Two rivals. You know it's going to be fun. Baltimore against Pittsburgh. Baltimore is a four-point favorite.
So here's the thing about this guy. I think Pittsburgh might be the better team, but I just think it's a bad setup for them. A couple weeks ago, they had to play Cleveland. Cleveland runs a lot of that two running back and two tight end set. They got up for that game. They held down their little brother. Then last week they played Tennessee, a lot of multiple sets. They look great in the first half. They hold on in the second half. Now they got to play a team that's coming off a bye that runs a lot of spread option. I think this is the biggest game in Baltimore season. I like Baltimore, 34-27.
Oh, Lee, you're breaking my heart.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. Lee Sterling is here with us, Paramount Sports. ParamountSports.com is the website. The phone number, 800-400-9741. It's Dovember, Lee.
Yeah, so this is what's going on. We've won 7 out of 8 weeks here at Paramount Sports. Go to the website, ParamountSports.com, where it says recent results. You can see every single game I've given my clients over the last 5 years. 2 weeks ago, we had a promotion. Seven games, $77, went 7-0. Last week, nine games for $97. And what happened there? We went 6-3. So we're 13-3 on these two promotional weekends. We're going to keep it going here. Nine games, $97. It's an instant download. Six in the college, three in the NFL. Just $97, nine for $97, ParamountSports.com.
We now need a 10 for $102.50, you know? We need
right.
something
right.
like that.
See what you did there.
I like to keep it simple, right?
Yeah, there you go. And now the game that we're, of course, paying attention to, the Titans -6 on the road at Cincinnati.
Yeah. So Derrick Henry might be able to clinch the second straight rushing title here in this game alone. I think if they use him right, they can gain 2 to 250 yards on the ground. The Bengals 3-8 the last 11 times as a home underdog. I mean, you got guys upset. Geno Atkins is a veteran in the locker room. Just he's beside himself. They traded Dunlap. They got rid of him to Seattle. Joe Burrow's looked impressive. I mean, he's got some great stats, but in 3 of the 7 games, he's failed to throw a touchdown pass. Tennessee 30-20 over Cincy.
And then your game of the week, you have to call for that one, Georgia -14.5 versus Kentucky.
Should be a fun game. Big game for Georgia. They've been sitting around for 2 weeks. We'll see if they can get up off the mat after that loss to Alabama. Kentucky playing some good defense, need to find offense. They're going to make a change at quarterback and go to Gatewood. So you want to get the intel on that game, 800-400-9741, or you want to hop on board, nine games, $97, or 5 weeks of not, we don't call it November that starts in 2 days, we call it Dovember, 5 weeks, $297, it's all available, ParamountSports.com.
Good stuff as always, Lee. Good luck with everything. We know you'll do just fine. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Take care and be safe.
All right, you too. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, just getting that appetite ready for pick six, getting you in the mood. You just heard him right there. Pretty good stuff. So what does that mean for our contest? We're about to find out. We'll come back. We'll review. We'll make our picks and then get you involved. That's all on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren Donick and Chase.
Oh, it's Pick Six time. Ready for you to jump in there and get ready. 615-737-1025. Don't forget the college football game of the week tomorrow, presented by Gary Forrest Acura. And our matchup will have LSU on the Plains against Auburn. So the two Tigers going against each other, kickoff at 2:30 p.m. It can be heard on ESPN 94.9. Our Pick Six prize this week, our winner will get a pair of tickets to see MTSU take on Charlotte at Floyd Stadium next Saturday. That's Saturday, November 7th. So Will Healy come into town and be down in the borough. So that's what's on the line for this week. But first, we must review from last week. Elijah, what do we got?
All right. Well, we're going to start off with the pick six equivalent of the free space on a bingo card. Mac Jones over under 300 yards against Tennessee. Some callers did suggest that that would happen in the first half. Well, they're about 14 yards off of that happening in one half. Darren takes
the over.
Was
it even that much? I thought it was like, didn't he have like 297 at the half?
Oh, it might have been. With like 2 minutes left, there was like 286 yards in the first half. So he almost got it in the first half. But all you guys took the over. Willie and Chase top shelfing the free space here. Darren just getting 1 point for it.
Easiest one of the year. Yep.
Now I know how Vegas feels when, you know, they set a line and people identify it as being a bad line and people pounce on it and Vegas goes, oh, crap, we got to adjust. That's what I felt like, but we couldn't adjust.
Couldn't adjust, but it happened. Number two, Steelers-Titans. That was a pick 'em, and the Steelers Win by 3, the NFL Game of the Week. Derrick Henry over under 100 rushing yards. He made it a little bit closer in the fourth quarter, but close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Darren gets the point with the under, so does Willie. Chase was the only one with faith in Derrick Henry. Did not get that one. More passing
Did anyone have the Steelers?
I did.
Oh, yeah. You did. That was Darren. And then Willie and Chase going with the Titans. Who had more passing yards? Ryan Tannehill, Ben Roethlisberger, Darren and Willie? Feeling Tannehill, but it was not the case. Big Ben gets the point for that, which would be good for Chase. Steelers sacks over under 2.5. They had 2. Very, very, very close. So no points for Darren, who took the over. Willie and Chase get the point for the under. And then lastly, will Steven Goskowski miss a field goal?
This is brutal.
All the way until the last 19 seconds of the game, he was perfect. But as I said earlier, almost only counts and horseshoes and hand grenades. Shanks the field goal that would have sent the game into overtime. And with that, Darren's top shelf pick misses as he picked no. Willie and Chase didn't lose their top shelves, but they also picked no, so no one gets points for that. So to recap last week's scores, Willie and Chase with 4, Darren with 3, closes the gap for him just a little bit almost. And so this week, going into this week, Willie still has the lead with 26 points, Chase with 25, and Darren, the caboose, once again, with 21. Mm.
Thanks, Steven. Appreciate it.
Yeah, your name is no longer Shakes McFarland. It's Shanks McFarland.
Ooh, wow.
For going with your kicker there.
Well, thanks.
I went with him, too. It was just funny.
Right, but that was my top shelf.
Yeah, exactly.
And your fantasy kicker.
Well, it also would
and
have
my
impacted,
fantasy kicker, thank you.
Has he been
also
released?
Impacted. You might have lost the point if the Titans won, right? If that sends the game to overtime and the Titans win, then you lose that point, and Chase and I would get a point.
That's true.
Well, you don't know that. I still could have still won with both.
You could have.
You're slanting it your way. But I'm looking for...
It was a swing. There was a lot riding on that kick.
Yes,
for pick 6.
A lot. All right. Let's get the big voice number guy in there.
Number 1.
All right. I had to look at this like several times just to make sure like I'm looking at this right. I know they've only played 3 games, but Vanderbilt has scored 3 touchdowns, 3 offensive touchdowns this season. Like I
one
said,
per
I had
game.
To, I had to
They're
look
a
one-per-game
squad.
Like, that can't be right. In today's college football game, the way it's set up, and everybody just scores at will, Vanderbilt has 3 offensive touchdowns this season. 3! It's kind of like
They've been
what
very consistent. One per game.
They have. Ole Miss, as we've talked about this week and especially today, they have given up 51, 41, 63, 33, and 35 in their 5 games. That's what Ole Miss's defense has done. If there's ever a week Vanderbilt is going to get on track and have some offensive touchdowns, it's going to be this week because everybody scores on Ole Miss. So with that being said, Vanderbilt's offensive touchdowns this week, over under 2.5. Willie.
Oh, man. This is a good
one. I'm
glad
you made him start.
This is a good one. I'm saying under.
Oh, my God. They're losing. Wow. They're done. They're toast. There's no chance of them winning. If your pick is under, they've got no chance of winning.
I'll be so excited.
Going under.
I'll be so excited. If it's over, I'll be so happy to be wrong. I want to see it first. If it were 1.5,
oh, well, there's no – I'm not doing one – Ole Miss may be the worst defense in the country.
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Did you just hear what they've given up this year?
Yeah. But, you know, they have faced some pretty good offenses.
Kentucky?
Kentucky, though.
41 points. 41 points to Kentucky?
Yeah, that's a lot. So even if, like, the defense or, you know – they cause a turnover and they run the ball to the 1 yard line and Vanderbilt cashes in it. That is an offensive touchdown. So there's a lot of ways you could get there, but I'm going under.
Okay. Chase.
I will go with over.
What's the line on the game?
17.
17 for a 1-4 team.
Yeah. Glad you were paying attention to Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm sitting here. I still have the page up with Lee's picks. It's right in front of me.
Look, Vanderbilt has 17. No chance of winning this game. If the answer is not over, they've got zero chance. So I'm going to go over. I just don't know how their season is over if they can't score on Ole Miss. If they can't put points on the board on Ole Miss's defense, it doesn't mean they're going to win.
They haven't played in so
long.
They've
got no chance. This season is over. It will not get any easier. This is the easiest defense they're going to face.
But they haven't played.
Although they still have LSU. Do they have LSU, right?
No, they've already played.
No, they already played LSU. Yeah, they couldn't
score on LSU. They scored
one. That's right. We had that, right? It's two offensive touchdowns in that game.
No, that was the South Carolina is what we had. Oh. Two, and they only got one against South Carolina. So you see, you know, they got – it's not a given. This is a good – this is right on it.
All right.
I'd be disappointed if they don't have two, but 2.5.
All right. Let's keep it moving.
Let's go.
Number two.
Steelers-Ravens, big one. In the NFL, in Baltimore, this is a divisional, nasty, nasty rivalry game. Ravens by 3.5. They're coming off a bye week. Steelers are coming off the win here over the Titans. Ravens by 3.5. Willie.
There's a lot that points at the Ravens here. It's so easy to pick the Ravens. They're rested. Steelers coming off a tough one. They don't have the bye week. So everything is pointing one way. That always makes you pause, right? But I will take the Ravens. I'm going to go with Lee on this one, even though Lee takes the over, basically. He said, what, 34-20? That could be the over for Vanderbilt Ole Miss. He thinks Vanderbilt will cover, but I'm going with Lee on this one. Ravens.
Chase.
I have been steadfast on this one all week long. I love this game. I'm excited about it, and I'm going against Lee. Steelers top shelf.
I was going to say, if you don't top shelf it, then what have you been talking about all week?
Yeah.
I'll go with the purple team. I'll go with the Ravens.
Number three.
Big swing game in the contest here.
Yes, it is. Titans in Cincinnati against the Bengals. We need the game total from the listeners. Cincinnati getting 6.5. Cincinnati getting 6.5, Chase.
Titans.
I'm just telling you right now, if they don't destroy Cincinnati, like I don't think I've picked a right Titans game all year. When I go with them, they don't cover. I go against them, they cover.
I don't think I have either, honestly.
Like, I'm just done with this. Like, Titans top shelf. Like, they need to kick Cincinnati's tail. That's it. Period.
I kind of have the same feeling. I think if you are an elite team, you need to be able to decisively win against teams like the Bengals, who, to their credit, have been pretty competitive. They're 1-5-1, but as we've been saying all week, they've been within one score in a lot of their games. But
yeah.
That being said, I am taking the Titans.
I don't know if Elijah got it, but I said top shelf. So two of the three top shelves between us have been picked.
Yeah,
okay.
Willie will take his 5 minutes after to...
Number four.
To ponder. Titans sacks on Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Over under 1.5. Chase.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm taking the over. Because it goes back to if they don't beat the you-know-what out of the Bengals, then that's not good. They have to get to Joe Burrow with that offensive line. So I'm taking the over.
Taking the over. I'm going to use Willie's line on the Vanderbilt over-under. I'm taking the under. I just got to see it to believe it. I'll have to see them record two or more sacks, even against a bad offensive line and a bad Cincinnati team. I need to see it to believe it, so I'm going under. Willie?
The Bengals have given up 28 sacks in the 7 games, 4 per game. I just like the over. I think they're going to have to throw it a lot. So I'm saying over top shelf.
Over top shelf.
Over top shelf. They'll get two. If you can't get two against the Bengals in the Bengals situation without your best running back, offensive line injuries, have trouble protecting the quarterback to begin with, it's alarming. They'll get two.
Number five.
What I said about Vanderbilt's offense. It's the same logic. We'll see. Whew. All right. Who passes for more yards? This is going to be a good one. Tannehill or Burrow? I start. Let's see. Last week I said Tannehill, and I lost. I don't think Tannehill's going to have to pass as much to win and win convincingly. I'm going to go Joe Burrow. Willie.
I will, too, take Joe Burrow. I think same thing. They're going to have to throw it a ton. Joe Burrow right now, without Joe Mixon, is going to come into this game with the most rushing yards on the roster. They're going to sling it. And hopefully the Titans will be able to play from ahead and, as you said, not have to throw it too much. So, Burrow.
Well, I understand your logic there, but I'll go Tannehill.
Well, there's a lot of differences this week. There's going to be some shuffling in the standings after this week. All right, last one.
Number six.
Can any of these teams, so you only need one to win, can one or more of these teams win this week? They just have to win the game. This is not about covering. The Giants are at home against the Bucks on Monday Night Football. The Jets, the woeful Jets, are in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs.
Is it a running clock in that game?
They should. They should do that.
Mike Greenberg suggested that this morning.
Mercy rule.
Yeah.
Dallas is in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, or the Vikings will be in Green Bay to take on the Packers. You only need one of those teams to win. If you say yes, you get 2 points. If you say no, you get a point. So I will start, and I think there's a couple of teams that have a chance in this, but I'm still going to go no.
You're still going no.
Now still going no. Willie,
we did a version of this question about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and there were only three teams,
and
two of
them won.
Ended up winning, and the third one should have won.
Almost did, yeah. That's right.
But, man, these are some teams that are on the struggle bus. But you know what?
Does he take the bait? Willie loves those
two-pointers. I love the opportunity for two. I love the opportunity for two, and I've got four teams.
Four teams.
The Giants and Jets, I'm just not seeing it. But the Cowboys and Vikings, I think, have a shot. So I will say yes. I will take the two-point opportunity.
Okay. Chase. I'll just say this, Chase, before you answer. I'm not sure in all the years of Pick Six, Willie has ever not taken the bait. He always takes the two-pointers.
I usually take the bait.
And I've been pretty conservative with some of these. But
Cowboys, he loves the Cowboys. He wants an extra reason to root for the Cowboys.
Michael,
he's going to do it.
Chase loves the Cowboys.
He loves the Cowboys.
Loves them.
How about them Cowboys? Give me it. Yes.
Hey,
do it. Let's go.
He's in.
You just made the list.
Whatever. Beat the Eagles. I hate the Eagles. Beat them.
All right. There we go. Now
do
it's
it
time
for Dalton.
It's time for you to jump in there and get involved. This is what we've got, 615-737-1025. The catch that we've had now, this is year two of this. You call in and get into the contest via the phone. You get two top shelves. Two. You can still play along if you don't call in, thegamenashville.com, but you will only get one top shelf. Here we go. Let's start with Mark. Mark, you are first up on Pick Six. Welcome in.
Yeah, hello, guys. How y'all doing?
All right, Mark.
Fantastic.
Welcome back. The first one, we're going to start in the SEC. Vanderbilt has had one offensive touchdown in each of their three games. Ole Miss has had a Swiss cheese D, to say the least. Will Vanderbilt score over or under 2.5 offensive touchdowns against Ole Miss?
I'm going to say over.
Faith in the Doors. All right, from one black and gold to another. Steelers, plus 3.5 at Ravens.
I'm going to go Ravens. That'd be my top shelf.
Ravens top shelf. Okay, third we have the Titans, a 6.5-point favorite in Cincy.
I'm going to take the Titans and 49 points, and that would be my top shelf, too.
Second top shelf. Titans over or under 1.5 sacks on Sunday. Titans have 7 sacks in their 6 games. The Bengals have given up 28 sacks in their 7 games.
I'm going to say over.
You like the over?
Yes.
More passing yards in the game, Ryan Tannehill or Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow.
Mr. Burrow. Then, I give you 4 teams. Does at least one of them win? Giants against the Bucks, Jets at KC, Cowboys at Philly, Vikings at Green Bay. Does one of them win? Giants, Jets, Cowboys, Vikings.
I'm going to say no.
You're going no for the 1 point. If you were to say yes, you could get a bonus point.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
All right.
All right,
Mark, we've got everything. Good luck. Have a great weekend.
We're locked in.
Y'all too.
615-737-1025. That's how you can get involved. Loaded lines. One just opened up with Mark making his picks. Let's go next to Steven, who's up next on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Steven, welcome to Pick 6.
Thank you, guys.
Steven, we got the Commodores. Over or under 2.5 offensive touchdowns against Ole Miss?
Under.
Under. How about the Steelers on the road against the Baltimore Ravens? Steelers getting 3.5.
Give me the Ravens.
Titans on the road at Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Bengals getting 6.5.
Give me the Titans. Top shelf it.
Top shelf, and we need a game score.
62.
Titans over or under 1.5 sacks on Sunday?
They will be over 1.5 sacks.
Over 1.5 sacks. Okay. Who will have more passing yards in the game, Ryan Tannehill or Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow.
Mr. Burrow. And then you get this 4-team package. Giants, Jets, Cowboys, and Vikings. Does one of them get a win outright?
Hell no.
So that is a no. That is a no. I'm going to put that down.
It's a hell no.
Do we got? We have both top shelves.
Darren.
Yes.
You can have my other top shelf. Last week you said you always needed extra credit and you wish you had 2 top shelves. You can have my second one this week. You pick it.
Wow. All right, Steven. You really trust me to do that? I wouldn't. I'm in third place right now of 3.
Hell no!
Yes, but you're not a Cowboys fan, so yes, I trust you.
All right, Steven. Thanks for the call. Be listening. I'm going to make your pick.
Thank you.
So Steven took the Titans top shelf as 1, right?
Yep.
Did he take Burrow?
He sure did.
Let's top shelf that for Steven.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
By the way, Michael in Hendersonville, if you're going to insult me, at least do something I can read on the air.
Oh, got some foul language?
Yeah. That's not nice. Come on.
He's just really upset.
But
he
you
just
riled
wants to
him up.
That.
You riled
yeah.
him up.
That's
with
fine.
Let's go Cowboys.
It was actually.
By the way, that was a first. What Steven just did, that was a first. In
it was
all
a first.
The pick sixes over the years.
Allowing you
yeah.
to make the pick.
That's never happened before.
I like it, though. That was cool.
Bold.
Now, what happens if he loses it? It'll never happen again, will it? With anybody. All right, let's go to Adam. Adam is up next on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, boys. Yeah, I'm feeling good this week, man.
All right.
All right, let's start with the Commodores. They have not had a great offense, and they're playing a brutal defense. Will Vanderbilt score over or under 2.5 offensive touchdowns against Ole Miss?
Yeah. I'm going to go under there.
You broke up on
you broke
us,
up.
Adam.
You're saying
what did
yes,
you say?
I think. All
right, so I'm going to go way under there.
Are you going
way under?
Oh,
wow.
Way under.
Wow.
Way under is what? They get shut out?
They'd be zero.
It's going to be bad, yeah.
Okay.
The bar is very low right now for the Commodores, I have to say. All right, Steelers, +3.5 in Baltimore against the Ravens.
I'm going Baltimore there.
Baltimore. All right, Titans are a 6.5-point favorite in Cincy.
This one's going to surprise you. I'm going to go Bengals, and I'm going to go, because I don't think the Titans are going to cover. I'm going to go 34-28.
Who is this? Who are we talking to? Who is this?
Point.
You said your name was Adam. Who is this guy?
This is different.
Six and a half points, man. I don't think we do that. We play down to it. So I'm going to go Bengals, double top shelf, 62 Ooh. Points.
Didn't you pick like the first five games of the year 41-3?
Yes, I did. Almost every game. And guess what happened? I learned that we have a crap defense that can't get to nobody, so Burrow should be able to score a lot.
Okay.
Next up, we have Titans over or under 1.5 sacks.
I'm with you on that, man. Show me first. I'll go under.
Under. And then more passing yards. Tannehill or Burrow?
I think Burrow, just because I think we've got a running game we could lean on a little bit more.
All right, we got the 14 package here. We got the Cowboys. We got the Vikings. We got the Giants and the Jets. If one of them wins, and you were to say yes, one of them will win or more, you get 2 points. If you say no, you get the 1 point. Does at least one of them win?
Yes, and this is what – all right, so I think everybody's forgetting that the Cowboys' defense isn't that bad. And
what?
They're playing the Eagles, and the Eagles suck, man. So, yeah, absolutely.
Adam, what have you been watching, man?
The Cowboys
– even without a quarterback, I think they should be able to win. They've got Zeke, and their defense has some pass rushers. I don't know, man. I'm going to take a shot, say yes.
The Cowboys traded away Everson Griffin this week. And they cut Dontario Poe and a cornerback.
Addition by subtraction.
You know, I'm going to roll with the Cowboys this week. If it burns me, it wouldn't be the first time the Cowboys have burned me. So,
okay. But hey, if they don't win, maybe the Jets could win.
No,
the Jets are not the best shot. The best shot anybody's got is probably the Cowboys or maybe even the Vikings coming off a bye week. By the way, just throw this little caveat in. Here's a nugget for everybody. Dalvin Cook, it will play Sunday for the Vikings. So there you go.
Nice.
That's really the best shot. Is it still 19.5 or so, the Jets?
Yes. It's almost three
touchdowns. Can you remember a bigger line?
Yes, there's been bigger lines.
In the salary cap era?
The 07 Patriots that year, they were – I remember they played the Redskins and they were like a 26-point favorite. The Redskins were awful and the Patriots were undefeated. Yeah. Did we get both top shelves from Adam?
Yeah, he doubled it.
Oh, that's right. You did the double. Okay. All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Hey, happy Halloween, boys. Thank you.
All right. 615-737-1025. Clay is up next. Clay, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
All right, Clay, Commodores, over, under 2.5 offensive touchdowns tomorrow.
Willie, may I ask how you went on that?
Surprisingly, you're going to be surprised. Sit down. I hope you're sitting down. Willie, what was your answer?
It's almost like reverse psychology. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I went under.
My apologies to my friend Derek Mason. But I'm going under as well.
Oh,
wow. Whoa.
So wait a minute. So, Chase, what is happening?
Whoa.
Take the over, and Willie and Clay take the under?
The ground is a little bit cold. I'm going to be honest with you.
What is happening?
This is strange times.
I am looking around. It is 2020, so okay.
Clay, you're like the biggest Vandy fan I know.
I know that, Chase.
Oh.
I thought Willie would say over and double top shelf.
No.
He can't even do that. And I thought he'd still double top shelf.
They have struggled. They haven't played.
We have graduated from, well, guys, I default. I have to go to my default pick. We have graduated from that.
Well, this is different than, covering the spread. This is
This is, I don't know what's happening. Like, this is, what an, and by the way, Adam, who just called in, the first five Titans games, he said they were going to win 41-3. Now he's double top shelfing the Bengals. And they're 5-1. What is
all
happening
today?
Wow.
All right, Clay, we've got you on record there. Steelers plus 3.5 against the Ravens.
The Steelers go down. Ravens.
Ravens minus 3.5. Titans are a 6.5-point favorite against the Bengals.
Two-tone blue in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay. Titans over or under 1.5 sacks in the game?
Over.
More passing yards, Tannehill or Burrow? Remember, the Titans have a very depleted secondary.
Joe Burrow.
Mr. Burrow. I think, Chase, you might be the only Tannehill we've had so far.
I could
True.
Be, yeah.
You're on the island. Tannehill Island. All right, let's go with the Jets, the Giants, the Cowboys, the Vikings. Clay, you get them all. Does at least one of them win?
Y'all know that I'm a passionate Cowboys fan, correct?
Yep.
And my nickname for Jerry Jones is the Botox Man. I'm going to say the Vikings win. So I will say yes.
So you'll say yeah and go for the two-pointer.
Go for the 2 points. We got everything?
I guess I haven't done my top shelf.
You have not.
Or a game total.
We need a game total for the Titans game.
Okay, the total on the Titans game is 49.
All right. And your top shelf?
Sit down, Willie, on this one. I'm top shelfing Vandy under 2.5 touchdown.
Okay. That's one. Are you double top shelfing it, or are you going your other top shelf on a different
No, one? That's one top shelf, and the other top shelf will be for the Titans to cover.
Okay.
Right. I got to be honest. Thank you, Clay. You have a great weekend.
Strange times.
I'm going to be glued to these picks. These pick six questions, I'm going to be glued
this
to
this is why
weekend.
You play. This, I'm telling you,
like,
people,
I
when you're listening,
wait.
This is why you got to go on our website, thegamenashville.com, if you don't get in and call right now and play, because it makes the game so much more fun to watch.
We are all over the place with these questions. I can't wait to see how
crazy.
They play out.
It's going
to
be a fun one.
I honestly cannot wait. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome to the weirdness that is Pick Six.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jason, what do you think of the Commodore offense? Over or under 2.5 offensive touchdowns against the weak D of Ole Miss?
Well, I hate to say it, guys, but let's go under.
Going under.
This is unbelievable.
No faith.
No faith. This could be a great ambush.
The worst
this,
defense in college football, and everybody's taking the
This
under.
Could be a great ambush. All right, Steelers plus 3.5 at the Ravens.
Give me the Steelers.
Okay, how about the Titans? Minus 6.5 in Cincy.
Give me the Titans and 54 game total points.
54 for the title. Titans over or under 1.5 sacks?
Give me over and make that one of my top shelves.
Okay, going over, having faith. More passing yards, Tannehill or Burrow?
Give me Joe Burrow and make that my other top shelf.
Another top shelf. Okay, and then of this four, this group of four vaunted teams in the NFL, Giants.
Vaunted.
Jets, Cowboys, Vikings. Does one of them win?
I get 2 points if I say yes, right?
That is correct. Got to win outright.
That's so tempting. Let's say yes.
Boom. He's going for two.
Okay. All right. Good luck. You have a great weekend.
Y'all too. Thanks, guys.
I can't take anymore. We have to take the rest of you off the air. I can't. This is unbelievable. This has got to be the most all over the place we have ever been on Pick Six, which is good. That's going to make this fun. The rest of you, we've got loaded lines. You'll get locked in. Elijah, you'll have to get them on the off the air. You will get in with your two top shelves. But like I said, I cannot wait for these. I can't wait to see what the outcomes of these questions are. All right. I also can't wait because you know what? Legal sports betting is coming to Tennessee. Chase Wynn, 12:01 a.m. Sunday morning.
Correct.
It's coming to our great state. And the best way to get in on the action is with DraftKings. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world, and they have created America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. To celebrate this momentous event, DraftKings is going to give everyone who registers right now a $50 free bet to use once DraftKings Sportsbook is fully operational in Tennessee. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the code 1025GAME when you sign up. When you sign up right now, you'll get that $50 free bet to use once the mobile sports betting hits our great state of Tennessee. That code again, 1025GAME, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 years of age or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem or needs help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789. Bring us home, Dave. Love hearing that on Fridays. Is it a full moon outside? I feel like what we just did the last 30 minutes, there's
that's
a full
crazy
moon tonight.
Adrenaline rush.
I know. I'm fired
that
up.
That was something. I don't know what it was, but it was something. By the way, our NFL game of the week will be the 49ers and the Seahawks. Coverage will begin at 3 p.m., 3:25 kickoff. Everything can be heard right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And that NFL Game of the Week on Sunday is brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Gary Force Acura. So, also with that being said, if you're looking for a place to hang Sunday before the Titans-Bengals game, how about Corner Pub? They've got locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, and downtown. They've got great beer specials, including $1 off Yazoo and Happ & Harry's draft beers, plus Happ & Harry's bucket specials. The pregame show will be there from 9:30 until 11:30 a.m. Of course, that will feature Jarrett Stillman, Floyd Reese, the GM, and forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. So if you're looking for a place to hang, that'll be the Corner Pub, I guess, in Brentwood this week.
Yep.
Corner Pub in Brentwood. This Sunday morning. Be fun. And that's brought to you by Wholesale Link, powered by Rumble On, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota Dealers. That was fun. And that was an adrenaline rush. I agree. I feel like I've just drank three cups of coffee during Pick Six. This has been a wild, wacky hour. If you've not heard, Joe Mixon is out for the Bengals. Let's kind of get everybody updated on what the injury front looks like on the Titans side of things.
Yes, so the injury report has come out, and as Mike Vrabel said in his press conference, Dane Cruikshank and Christian Fulton are both out for Sunday's game against the Bengals. The only two that are questionable on the injury report will be cornerback Ty Smith with a shoulder and offensive lineman Daniel Munyer with a hand injury. They are both listed as questionable. Everybody else is good to go. So that includes the likes of Clowney and Joseph, Dennis Kelly, Jeffrey Simmons, and A.J. Brown.
However, not to sound like Stephen A. Smith, however, it does not say anything about Adoree Jackson because he's not on the roster
correct
right now, but it is worth noting he did not practice today.
Correct. So
doesn't mean he's not playing.
Doesn't mean he's not playing. But
would you guys put that pass Vrabel to be he's good. He's good to go. But we're gonna play some mind games here. He's not gonna practice today. And then they announce Sunday morning he's been added to the roster.
He's playing poker. Last week I would have bet he was gonna be in there and he wasn't.
Yep.
So
me too.
Burn me once. Okay, I'm not gonna go in on this time. I'm not gonna weigh in. It's possible, yeah, right? I guess anything's possible. I don't think it bodes well that he didn't practice today, though.
Yeah. For the Bengals, as you mentioned, Joe Mixon is out. They have three offensive linemen that are out. Cornerback Darius Phillips is questionable, and wide receiver John Ross, who has been had an illness, is doubtful.
His illness is he's disgruntled and wants out. Oh, honestly. No, that's what it is. He wants out because like Dunlap, he's unhappy with what's going on there. He was injured. He came back, and he has seen the ball. He does not see the ball. he sees it being thrown around everywhere but to him. And they've just, for whatever reason, he's mad. He wants a trade. He wants to get out of there. And that's, I guess, what they use these days, right? Illness. Didn't they do that with Isaiah Wilson when they were mad at him? They didn't practice today. Illness. So John Ross is not happy. He wants out in Cincinnati. He is not in their offensive plans.
Well, and of course, they have the other guys that are emerging, and not even including A.J. Green, but the two other guys, Boyd and Higgins look pretty good. But they are missing both tackles and the center on an offensive line that was struggling even with those guys. So this is another one, like, come on. You've got to be able to get some heat on the quarterback here. And you don't have your top running back?
Was that a plea for the over?
It's my top shelf. It's my top shelf. If you can't get two sacks against these guys, there's no hope.
Willie, that's what I feel about Vanderbilt. If you can't get at least three offensive touchdowns against Ole Miss,
yeah, I agree.
Well, let me give you one other thing with the Barlow. This might help you, Darren. Their kicker has been so bad that if it's anything close to the goal line, they'll go for it inside the five, because the guy has missed like a 21-yarder. He's missed at least two inside of 25.
Willie, I don't care what their kicker's like, the season that they're having. If they're close, they should be going for it anyway. I mean, what are you playing conservative for with this season? Right? I wouldn't be conservative at all. If they're close, they should be going for it, whether their kicker is any good or not. I cannot wait to see. Was it 3 o'clock kickoff?
Yes.
Is that 94.9 or Classic Hits, right?
Yeah, 93.3.
Oh, yeah.
93.3. Okay.
You're home.
I'm really hoping that I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong too, for not only, you know, for Vanderbilt's sake, but for Pick Six sake.
We both took the over, Chase?
Yes.
I'll be so happy to be wrong. I would do so. You guys have to think of something goofy for me to do if they get three or more. I'll be really excited. Now, they could, of course, they could lose still like 56-20-21.
That would be.
Stopping Ole Miss is in there somewhere, right? You've got to get some stops against a really good offense.
Ole Miss can put up a lot. This just in, they can put up a lot of points. Alabama hung 60-something on them, and they were still on the game.
They were still in the game.
Until late. That sums up their season. All right. That'll sum it up for us today. What a fun show. This was crazy, and a crazy ending. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Halloween. Don't forget, we had an extra hour. I don't know if you want it in 2020, but we do fall back, and you get an extra hour on Saturday night. Have a great weekend. Man, we're going to have so much to discuss Monday morning at 10 a.m. We can't wait to get there then. We will see you on Monday.